So the snippets are sponsored by the Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tvi. We are up to the letter Tess of Ashrei. Tov Hashem Lakol Berachamav Al Kol Ma'asav. At first glance, the letter Tess, Tov Hashem Lakol, is just another stanza in the acrostic of the Hebrew alphabet known as Ashrei. But the Siddur Otzer HaTfilos writes that the whole paragraph, the whole capital of Ashrei would be worth it just for that sentence. So significant, so central is the theme of that pasuk. Tov Hashem Lakol V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. God is good to all. He shows compassion. He shows mercy to all of ma'asav. What is the difference between lakol, to everything, and kol ma'asav, all of his creation, all of his ma'asim? So many understand that the difference is the first part, Tov Hashem lakol, means humanity. God is good to all humanity, all people. He created all of us with the same faculties and the same capacity, not equal personalities or equal IQ, but meaning the human being is created essentially equal in the image of God. Tov Hashem Lakol. And we each have equal access to His world. It's not that the apple tastes one way to some and to another to others. The apple is equally accessible. It's a gift we talked about last night. The brilliance, Rabbeinu Bachai describes in Shara Bechina, the brilliance of an apple whose packaging on the outside is shiny and protects the inside, the texture, the sweetness, and of course the greatest feature, the seeds inside the apple that allow you to reproduce and to manufacture more apples. So Tov Hashem, Lakol, all of humanity, all equally have that opportunity. Rachamav HaKol Ma'asav, the compassion HaKol Ma'asav means not only humanity, not only people, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'asav, His creations. God is good to everybody, to everything. Every insect, every lizard, every amoeba, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind to by giving life, life force, and by giving this world. In this pasuk, we acknowledge and we express our gratitude to the essential and core goodness of Hashem. The Malbim and the Ibn Ezra both understand the pasuk that what it means Tov Hashem Lakol is that God doesn't discriminate. We're living in a time where people are calling out and challenging discrimination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, doesn't discriminate. Kings, leaders, often as biases towards certain demographics, towards certain groups, treat some well and others less well. But the Ribbono Shel Olam Tov Hashem Lakol, the King of Kings, is good to all. He doesn't discriminate. All of mankind enjoys the same benefit from the sun and from the moon and from the air that we breathe and from the earth and the soil. We all enjoy the same. He's Tov Hashem Lakol. And his rachamav, his compassion, is on all of his creatures. Which brings us into the next pasuk. Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha. The letter Yud. Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha v'chasidecha yivarchucha. Here we have a contrast now, not between kol and kol ma'asav, but kol ma'asecha and chasidecha. Who are each of these populations? Whom is David HaMelech describing? Yoducha Hashem. The word Yoducha, the root of the word Yoducha, means to acknowledge, to be modeh, to admit, and it also means to express gratitude. We've shared on many occasions Rav Huttner's brilliant insight that the same word, hoda'a, modeh, you could be modeh li, and you could be modeh al. Modeh li means I'm grateful to you. Modeh al means I admit that I owe you money. Why are they the same word, says Rav Huttner? The same root, toda, hoda'a, modeh, modeh li, and modeh al, because at the core of every expression of gratitude is an admission. Is an admission, I needed you. I benefited from you. I'm not independent, but I depend, I rely on you. I acknowledge that, I express gratitude. People who are proud and who are arrogant, people who struggle to admit that they need another, also struggle to express gratitude. They're ungrateful. It's hard for them to say the words, thank you. Because, says Rav Huttner, implicit in the words, thank you, is the admission, is the admission that I needed you and I'm grateful to you. So Yoducha Hashem, kol ma'asecha. If you're alive and you're living in this earth and on this planet, in this universe and among the cosmos, you look at this incredible, magnificent, intricate world and you're Yoducha. You have to be moda. You have to admit. You have to admit it's astounding. If the earth were just a bit closer to the sun, we would all burn to death. If the earth were just a bit further from the sun, we would all freeze to death. The earth needs to be the exact distance from the sun it is for life to exist on earth. Yoducha Hashem, you have to admit, that's extraordinary. And for that, we admit and we express gratitude. Yoducha Hashem, kol ma'asecha. All of your creation, all those who are beneficiaries of your world have to make that admission. But chasidecha, those who are your chasidim, yivarchucha. We do more than just admit, we make a bracha over it. The word bracha, as we've also explained on several occasions, the root of the word bracha is brecha. A brecha is a stream. A brecha is a flow. We see all the goodness, we see all the gifts, we see all that exists as an extension flowing from Hashem. He is the source of it all. We acknowledge and we bless Him. It means we see it as a blessing that emanates, that comes from Him. So which is higher, Yivarchucha or Yoducha? Yoducha is I admit, what can I do? You did something for me. It really pains me to have to say thank you. It pains me to acknowledge it. It pains me to admit it. But what can I do? Yoducha. So the Ma'asecha, every creature, even the low level, even the unsophisticated, even the arrogant and egotistical, has to be Yoducha. What can we do? Have to admit this is an incredible world. But Chasidecha, the higher level, those who are pious, we do more than just Yoducha. We aspire to do more than just Yoducha. We aspire to be included among those who are Yivarchucha. More than just admit, but offer a bracha, offer a blessing. We'll pick up with this tomorrow night and end that word Yivarchucha. I'll give you something to think about. A great insight of Rabbeinu Bachaya, who says Yivarchucha you should read as two words. Yivarchu, how do we bless Hashem and acknowledge Him? Yivarchu with Chaf Hei. Where do we see that word ko? We see that word ko all over. Hashem's promise to Avram about looking outside of the stars. And Avram walking with Yitzchak and saying that we're going to go ad ko. We see ko sevarchu as B'nai Yisrael, the root of the Kohanim. What is it in that word ko? Chaf hei, yivarchu, cha. The way we give the bracha is with the chaf hei. We'll pick up in Eretz Hashem tomorrow night.